Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello to you, and of course, a big welcome. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and I am so thrilled to be here with you today once again on this amazing platform, UK Health Radio and UK Health Radio podcast. So wherever you are, if you are listening in, I've got a deep dive today in the fascinating world of mindset. I'm going to explore with you the importance of mindset today to optimize your health, wealth, and well-being, of course, because this show, From Stress to Authentic Success, is all about inspiring and motivating you to stop staying stuck, to stop staying in this vicious cycle, and move into your full potential, into your best version of yourself, being healthy, wealthy, fully alive, free, and fulfilled. So here I am, and I'm going to do this show all on my own today. So be ready for the first part. There's going to be four topics. I'm going to discuss exactly what is mindset, because mindset is such an important part in everything I do. We are talking always about the mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, all these sides of health, wealth, and well-being. And that is what success, authentic success, is all about. So I'm talking today about mindset, what it is, what the limiting mindset is, what the growth mindset is, and how, of course, to practically cultivate a growth mindset when you are stuck, because it is so important for your optimal health and wealth. And so when we kick things off here, let's begin with the basics. What exactly is mindset? And I'm sure you have already a big opinion around that, because in the last decade, in the last maybe even two decades, mindset is becoming a word that we cannot ignore anymore. And our mindset, I see it as the lens through which we view the world. It is shaping our thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors. And your mental attitude and mental attitude, it's that collection of attitudes and assumptions that influence how you and I perceive and respond to any situation. And simply put, our mindset determines how you and I approach challenges, setbacks, and of course, opportunities in life. And so we can say that mindset is not just a thought, a fleeting thought, or a belief. It is a fundamental part of who we are. And of course, there are various types of mindsets, but the two prominent ones that we are going to talk about today is, of course, the limiting mindset and the growth mindset. And we will dive in that shortly. But I have two influential figures and two mentors of mine, Oprah Winfrey and Dean Graziosi. And I just want to accentuate how they see the transformative power of mindset, because they believe that mindset is indeed that fundamental part of who we are. And in their own words, I'm going to explore with you what mindset is. So according to Oprah Winfrey, which I really, really follow, I think since more than 30 decades, if not 40, mindset is the lens through which we view the world, as I said. And I agree totally. It encompasses our thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, shaping how we perceive and respond to the circumstances around us. It is the difference between seeing obstacles as roadblocks or opportunities for growth. So what about your mindset? So Oprah says mindset is not just something we are born with. It is a skill that you and I, that we can develop and really build that muscle over time. Now, Dean Graziosi, that I've been following for a few years now, describes mindset as a collection of attitudes and assumptions that influence our behaviors and ultimately determine our level of success. And I couldn't agree more, because he emphasizes that our mindset sets the tone for our actions and decisions. And of course, it affects every aspect of our lives, from our relationships and careers, as I say, to our overall happiness and fulfillment. And there's a quote of Tony Robbins that I really like, and I just want to say it here, because it is such a simple quote, because he says, whatever you and I, we hold in our minds on a consistent basis is exactly what you and I will experience in our lives. And I couldn't agree more, that to me is exactly what explains how important the mindset is. And so let's shift our focus onto that limiting mindset to start with. So we have both mindset to discuss, the limiting mindset and the growth mindset. And in this first part, I just want to discuss with you the limiting mindset, because it's the mindset that is characterized by self-doubt, fear, by a fixed belief that our abilities, intelligence are all fixed traits and that they cannot be developed. Do you believe that you cannot do anything about your own mindset? Because if you think that, it holds you back from taking risks, from embracing challenges, from reaching your full potential. Your limiting mindset often leads to negative self-talk and a sense of being stuck. And that's what I was saying in the introduction. It's enough now. We need to start moving out of that stuckness, out of that vicious cycle. And that limiting mindset can also hinder your personal and professional growth. That's how you create barriers and you prevent yourself from stepping out of your comfort zone. So it is really, really important to remember that mindset is not a fixed thing, because with awareness and intention, we can really shift from a limiting mindset to a growth mindset, which we will talk about later. But Oprah Winfrey often speaks about the crippling effects of limiting beliefs and the need to break free from them. And I couldn't agree more, because our thoughts and beliefs, and I do think that in every single show, it sometimes comes out as really something important. And I can only repeat it here, that our thoughts and beliefs shape our reality. And when you and I, we hold on to limiting beliefs, that, of course, will hold us back. So experts like Oprah and Dean and Tony, you know, it's so interesting to listen to them and to be inspired by them. And how do they encourage us to identify your beliefs and to replace them with empowering thoughts? So that we're going to talk about just now. But Dean Graziosi, and I have to say that he works a lot on the mindset. He emphasizes the importance of mindset in breaking through self-imposed limitations. So he says, and he acknowledges, that we often sabotage our own success due to that fear and self-doubt and the belief that we are not capable of achieving greatness. He challenges us to confront these limiting beliefs head on and to cultivate that growth mindset that we will talk about. Now, limitations, let me tell you, they only live in your mind and they are reflected in your outer world. I so often have to make my clients realize and understand that it's not the outside world that determines your inner world. It's your inner world that is reflected in your outer world. So you need to know that if you have a limited mindset, for example, determined by a fear of not being good enough, that is such a big thing that leads to chronic stress, that leads to depletion. So you have to face those fears and turn them around. There's the fear of judgment as well. The fear of judgment is really one that cripples and stops us, because we need to actually stop caring of what other people think of us, because it's all about them. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about them. And those fears really attempt to avoid future pain. It's like a form of almost self-protection, but not into our advantage when you really look into it. They actually stop us, cripple us, keep us stuck, as I say. So many, many people have already experienced in my practice that the best things in life are on the other side of fear. Because every day I see it that when my clients break through those fears and step into their true self and into that other mindset, that positive growth mindset, when they are starting to play big instead of small, that's when you start shining. That's where authentic success lies. And I always remember one day I read a quote somewhere, and excuse me, but I don't know from who it is, but it said, "You did not wake up this morning to be mediocre." And I really like that. Can I repeat that to you? You did not wake up this morning to be mediocre. And I really think that's an amazing kind of sentence that will, after the break, will shift us into the growth mindset. Because let's be clear here. Overcoming the limiting mindset requires a shift in perspective, a shift in willingness, in determination, in persistence, that you need to embrace change. So after the little break here, I'm going to explore with you the growth mindset, and I'm sure that it's going to be an interesting, an interesting part, because you and I, we both need always again and again to unlearn that inner critic, to shift that inner critic, to shift out of that limiting mindset. And it is a practice, a daily practice. And so when I come back, let's talk about the growth mindset and then some practical tips, how we can go from the limiting to the growth mindset. I will talk to you just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hello to you. Welcome back to the second part of this show. And this show is all about our mindset to optimize our health and wealth, of course. And in part one, we discussed what actually mindset is, and we were talking about the limiting mindset. So in this part, I want to move and shift into the most important topic of the show, and that is, of course, the growth mindset. Unlike that limiting mindset, the growth mindset is, of course, rooted in the belief that our abilities can be developed through dedication, effort, and resilience, of course. It fosters a love for learning, a desire to embrace any challenge, and the understanding that failure is actually a must, that it is an opportunity for growth. And before we get into it, I just want to mention a quote from Dalai Lama that I often remember myself to when I am in a situation where I feel a bit stuck and I lose a bit of self-discipline and all that. And not long ago, I made a show on self-discipline because I really believe that discipline is a big part of a growth mindset. And so the Dalai Lama says, a disciplined mind leads to happiness and an undisciplined mind leads to suffering. And so that is why I want to talk to you about that growth mindset and how to get ourselves disciplined to actually see setbacks, for example, as temporary and solvable. And instead of seeing them as annoying obstacles that are insurmountable. So it empowers you and I to view challenges as opportunities for personal and professional development, of course. Now, let's not forget that the growth mindset isn't just for individuals. It's not just for you and I. It can be applied to families, teams, organizations, even societies, fostering a culture of continuous improvement, innovation, and collaboration. And I can say honestly to you that in my practice, one of the reasons why people decide to invest in themselves and in a VIP or a group program is often because they know that if they apply that growth mindset for themselves, they are an example as a parent for others. They are an example in their team, in their organization, as a leader. So it's not just that when you can stay in that growth mindset and develop it as a skill, as a really, really strong skill, then you're going to influence the people around you. So adopting that growth mindset really opens up a world of possibilities where you and I, we can develop the skills, the knowledge, and achieve things that we thought maybe even once were totally impossible. Now, to go back to Oprah Winfrey and Dean Graziosi, I just want to say that Oprah believes that our thoughts become our reality. She often talks about it. And by adopting a positive mindset, we can shape our lives in extraordinary ways. Oprah encourages to focus on things like gratitude, optimism, and she is one advocate for self-belief, emphasizing that you and I, we both have the power to manifest our dreams and create a life we desire. Now, Dean Graziosi, he is taking the positive mindset almost as a condition and a foundation for success. And I can add to that, it is a foundation for authentic success, of course. He emphasizes the importance of self-confidence, perseverance, and surely the willingness to take risks. As we just said, the beautiful life, the amazing life, the wealth, the health is often lying outside of our comfort zone, on the opposite side of the fears. So Dean Graziosi says, by embracing a positive mindset, we can overcome any challenge and transform any setback into stepping stones towards achieving every single goal or dream that we have. So both Oprah and Dean, when you look at it, are both advocates for adopting a growth mindset, which is rooted in the belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort, perseverance, and mostly even from learning from failures. And I often have said to my children, and I'm going to say it again to my grandchildren, that if they haven't failed one day, they haven't learned anything. So it is important to learn to fail. You can say that challenges and setbacks are not just roadblocks, but they are stepping stones on the path to any growth, whether it's personal or professional. So you and I, we need to start embracing those experiences and learn from them and continue to strive every single day for excellence, for progress, not perfection, but progress. So it is true, as Dean Graziosi says, that you can unlock your true potential when you exercise that growth mindset. Because by viewing failures as opportunities for growth, you are going to develop that resilience, that innovation, that creativity. And of course, when you are so committed to your goals and really work to them, take action, this whole thing is going to empower you to adapt, to achieve absolutely any success that you desire. So mindset is a really powerful force that can shape your life and my life in profound ways. And by embracing that positive mindset, by overcoming all our limiting beliefs and adapting that growth mindset, you and I, we can unlock our true potential and really aim for that life of fulfillment, freedom, fully aliveness. And Oprah says, I really love this sentence, the greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change their future by merely changing their attitude. Let me repeat that. The greatest discovery of all time is that you can change your future by merely changing your attitude. And that's what I want to talk about today, about the mindset. Your attitude is determined by your mindset. We can really state that mindset plays a really, really crucial role in every aspect of your life. And certainly, as I said, in your health and wealth area, because it shapes your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors, ultimately influencing like that the outcomes that you experience. And so let's explore a bit further the importance of mindset in both health and wealth, because that is what I aim for the most, our health and our wealth. And of course, our health is a little bit our wealth, but our wealth is so much more. It's not just success. It's authentic success. It has to do with being in alignment with who you are, what you believe about yourself, about your potential. So let's discover how we can cultivate that positive and growth-oriented mindset that leads to true transformative results. First of all, the mindset and health. Now, if you look at our stress and resilience, our mindset is the thing that significantly impacts your ability to manage your stress and bounce back from any challenging situation. Your positive mindset, anyone listening out there, you out there, your positive mindset can help you reduce your stress levels so much more than you think. You underestimate how much your mindset is going to help you to reduce your stress levels and to enhance your, you know, better, healthier mental and emotional state. So the growth mindset wants you to do more self-care, to develop healthy habits, because believing in your ability to improve your health, you are going to more likely prioritize, of course, your exercise, your nutrition, any wellness, well-being practice. And that is how you're going to increase your vitality, reduce your risk to disease, and really optimize your overall well-being. And let's not forget that our mindset influences also our mind-body connection. Remember the mind-body connection, how important everything is energy, how our thoughts are influencing our cells. So the role of positive thoughts and beliefs in promoting physical health is huge. And research actually suggests that a positive mindset can not just boost your immune system, but it enhances every single healing process in your body, and it improves your overall health outcome. And so what about wealth, Danielle? Because we just talked about stress, about our health, but what about wealth? And I'm, for one, witnessing, and I'm let's say I'm a testimony of myself in this, that an abundance mentality, a growth mindset, is actually fostering an abundance mentality, where I really believe that there is so much opportunity out there for wealth creation, for financial success, for amazing, beautiful, loving relationships. That all includes wealth. So the mindset, the abundance mindset, enables you to embrace all these possibilities, take risks, calculated risks, of course, to seize any opportunity that leads to wealth accumulation. And I just want to say to you that a growth-oriented mindset also encourages your goal setting and your persistence in any pursuit of success. Whatever success means to you, it's not just financial. It can be spiritual. It can be about love and creating an amazing family. It can be anything. So wealth is just such a big thing when it comes to mindset. It goes together. By setting clear goals and believing in your ability to achieve any of these goals, you are more likely going to persevere when you have failures or setbacks. And it's that resilience that is going to enhance your chance of attaining long-term wealth. Now, please know that when I made my brand Living Authentic Success, the success, I use that word because success to me is different for every single person. What is success to you? What is your goal in success? What is it that you are striving for? What does success mean to you? Is it that loving partnership? Is it to create an amazing business and have impact in the world? Is it to just have a beautiful home and a garden where you can do your thing? Is it to travel the world? Whatever it is, you need a growth mindset to obtain any of your goals. And we need to continue learning consistently. Like when my son was in high school, the director made a speech in front of, I think we were about 200 parents. And he was saying that the challenge of today for these youngsters, and I'm talking now about maybe not even 20 years ago, would be about learning and continuous learning again and again, because it's not after school that it stops. And I'm, for one, as I say, a testimonial on that. I'm an example of that. I'm 62 years old and I am still studying, still learning. I just want to be a student of life. So when it comes to wealth creation, you and I, we both need to be open-minded and seeking, even if it's necessary, financial education. Whatever we need to learn, it's crucial to keep on learning. So when you have a growth mindset, you will be so much more inclined to explore new things, new strategies, to learn more about the changing market conditions, to make better financial decisions, whatever it is. But your growth mindset is a catalyst for action. Once you overcome that limited mindset, those limiting beliefs of what is possible instead of what is impossible, by identifying that those challenging limiting beliefs, you can break free from all that self-imposed barriers and all that self-imposed, even self-sabotage, I would call it. So a growth mindset will empower you and I to pursue our opportunities, to take calculated risks, as we said, and to overcome any obstacles that stand in our way of health and wealth goals. So, just to conclude this second part, we talked about cultivating a positive and growth-oriented mindset, because that is what you and I, we need to unlock our full potential in both health and wealth. And by nurturing that mindset that promotes resilience, self-belief, proactive habits, we're going to talk about it just now on how we are going to shift from a negative mindset to a growth mindset. We're going to talk about practical strategies in the last and the third part on how we can do this. How do we shift out of that chronic stress? How do we go from stress, stuckness, that vicious cycle of being lived into and feeling as a victim or as a depleted kind of, you know, overdrive person? How can we shift out of that and move into that self-belief, that mindset of opportunities, of potential, of growth, of unlimited potential and unlimited opportunities? I'm going to get back to you just after the break, and we will talk in the last part about lots of practical strategies. See you just now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, Pace Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
The station that makes you feel good.
Thank you for staying with me and listening in again. We are at part three of the show that has all to do today with our mindset, how to optimize your health and wealth with your mindset. And of course, we're talking about the growth mindset and how to shift from a negative limiting mindset into a positive growth mindset with some practical strategies. So I'm going to give just a few of the strategies that I know that have helped me and my clients to shift from that negative mindset, to shift out of that chronic stress mindset. And the first, of course, is the awareness and the self-reflection, because when we found ourselves trapped in that negative mindset, in that limited state of mind, it seems to many people that changing into a growth mindset is a very difficult and almost impossible task. But I can assure you that with commitment and some really, really great strategies, you can break free from negativity and cultivate a mindset that is optimizing your personal growth, your health, your wealth, and your success. So in this last part, I'm going to explore a few practical ways. And awareness and self-reflection is the first one, as I say, because becoming aware is always the first step. You and I, we know that, the first step in change. And so taking time for self-reflection and asking yourself, what is my fear? What are my limiting beliefs? You can ask yourself, what negative thoughts are consistently arising, in your mind? And I promise you that by identifying those patterns, those fears, those limiting beliefs, you can begin to challenge and reframe them. And challenging your limiting beliefs is sometimes necessary to get help. It's not easy, because I had a client a few weeks ago came to see me for the first time and who said he was surprised how dark his thoughts were, how negative his thoughts were when he was alone. He was really feeling like a victim almost of those thoughts. It was like almost impossible to think positively. And sometimes we need someone else to give us change of perspective, to give us an helicopter view, to ask the right questions so that we can start reflecting and asking ourselves such important questions that sometimes we don't dare to ask ourselves. And so it's really, really necessary sometimes to challenge those limiting beliefs together with someone else. And I always say to my clients, and maybe it's really a practical tip that you can use straight away, that when you are faced with a challenge or a setback or a crisis, the negative mindset tends to make you believe that it is impossible to change. And so instead of saying, I can't do this, you need to say, I can't do this yet, or up until now, I couldn't do this. But today and tomorrow might be different. So the embracing the mindset of the word yet and the sentence up until now is really, really powerful to start changing that negativity. It can be developed. I promise you it can. And it takes a bit of time, a bit of effort, a bit of perseverance, also some determination, but also a lot of mildness. Don't judge yourself. If you want to shift out of a negative mindset, you need to stop judging yourself, because that's our biggest inner critic. I mean, it's judgment. I can't do it. It works with everybody, but not with me. It's all that kind of victimizing role that we are putting ourselves in. And it's really not healthy, and it's not productive. It's not bringing us anywhere. So as I said, either you ask for help, a professional or a friend or somebody that you can really trust, but you also need to cultivate a positive support system. You need to surround yourself with positive and growth-oriented individuals, people that inspire and uplift you. There's nothing worse than being in an environment where people get you down, bring you down, where they suck up all your energy, your positive energy. So sharing your journey with like-minded individuals can really reinforce that commitment to adopting a growth mindset. And I'm starting a program at the end of September with about 6-7 beautiful like-minded individuals to go from stress to authentic success, to go through my 7-step system. So if it's of any interest of you and you want to be in a small group of my like-minded people, please connect with me at danielsachs.com and I will give you all the details, because it can be so wonderful. You have me as your mentor, your teacher, your coach. You have a little community of like-minded people, and it can really make a difference. And that is how you are going to learn to embrace your challenges and learn from all your setbacks. Because rather than avoiding those challenges, you need to embrace the opportunity to step outside that comfort zone and to learn from any experience, I would say. Viewing a setback or a failure as a learning opportunity and focus on the lesson they provide is such a beautiful way of development. It is, you know, that's what the stepping stones of personal development is all about. Learn and grow. Setback, challenge, overcome, learn and grow again and again. And something, a practical strategy that really helps, I would say, is to practice mindfulness. Because as we just said, that growth mindset requires self-awareness and often mindfulness, being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and replacing that negative self-talk with positive, encouraging sentences of affirmations or visualizing exercises. It can hold all of those things. They help you rewire your brain for a more positive mindset. So anyway, your health and wealth requires resilience in the face of those challenges and setbacks. So please invest some time, some energy, invest in yourself, in your ability to bounce back from any setback, rejections, from failures. You need to understand that all these setbacks are just potential things to, you know, to grow your worthiness, to grow your potential. You need to embrace those things as valuable learning experiences and keep that determination, as I said. Keep that mildness, no judgment, and know that success often just lies beyond that, those moments of defeat, beyond those, you know, at the opposite side of fear, as we talked about. And so something important regarding mindset, and I'm going to finish with that, I think, is setting realistic goals, of course, and track your progress. Now, we all know what establishing clear and realistic goals do. Everything that aligns with your personal growth aspirations is important. You need to break down your goals, your big goals, into smaller, achievable steps and celebrate every single win. That's where you develop a growth mindset. You start believing in yourself. Tracking your progress instead of perfection reinforces that growth mindset, because every single time you have motivated yourself to continue moving forward. And I can only say that to measure that growth mindset, you need to track your progress. You need to reflect on your learning. You can use anything like checklists, logs to document all your actions, your achievements, your challenges, and of course, use self-evaluation. We all know, and I use journaling for ages already. For so many years, I have a gratitude journal and I have a journal to reflect, because instead of measuring that huge goal in front of you, you can measure your progress by tracking where you were yesterday, where you were 7 days ago, where you were a month ago, and writing that all down in your journal. All those little achievements that you make throughout the day, throughout the week, can give you a big sense of moving forward and progress, which all of this enhances your growth mindset and thus your health and wealth. So the conclusion of this all is to not please underestimate the power of mindset in optimizing your health and wealth. Because by consciously working on your mindset skills, as we talked about this whole show, you are going to unlock your true potential and create a life of abundance. So remember, the journey towards optimal health and abundant wealth begins in your mind. Take that first step today. Start transforming your life. I really trust that this episode and exploration on the importance of mindset in your health and wealth journey has really inspired you. It has inspired you, I trust, to reflect on your own mindset, on where you are today regarding your mindset and how it might be impacting your life. Remember, I'm speaking to you. I care about you. And it is never too late to cultivate a growth mindset and unleash your authentic success in health and wealth. Thank you so much for being with me. I will see you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.